delivering Michigan common sense with a big dose of truth and honesty.
They pulled in just behind the bridge. He lays her down. He frowns. Gee, my life's a funny thing.
The conversation continues over refugees and how they should be handled and how many we should take, if any, because of security concerns following the revelation that at least some of those involved with the murder and maiming of 500 people in Paris a week and a half ago had come under the guise of being refugees when really they were nothing more than jihadists. Daesh jihadists coming to kill and maim and destroy as many people as possible. And so Michigan's Governor Rick Snyder, among 30 or so governors around the nation, that said, you know, we need to put our brakes on this. And of course, you get called xenophobic, you get called racist, you get called all sorts of things. The governor has, but he did the right thing. And hopefully he will continue to do the right thing. Don't put the security of Michigan or this country at risk because you want to do something that's politically expedient or correct. Joining me, my good friend Megan Barth, founder and proprietor of ReaganBaby.com. Megan, welcome back.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I mean, you would think that if somebody actually believes in safety and security of America, that you're a knuckle-dragging racist, for God's sake.
Well, yeah, especially Barack Obama seems to think so, and he's our commander-in-chief. You know, what's interesting is what you just said of your governor, who's been labeled racist or xenophobic. The same labels and accusations were used against the Parisians, the police, as well as the Londoners, Great Britain. And in order to appease those that were calling them racists and xenophobes, they established safe zones or sanctuary cities like we have here, whereby jihadis had sanctuary. And they were able to preach and teach hate in their mosques. In Saint-Denis, where the massacre took place in Paris, where 130 people died, 300 people were injured, there is a known radical mosque within that arrondissement. Now, if there's a known radical mosque within your community and neighborhood, wouldn't you want the police to do something about it?
Well, I'd certainly want to know. I mean, I don't think there's nothing wrong with asking questions. I mean, there's just nothing wrong with asking questions. And this whole notion, well, if you're asking questions, that, you know, how can you, you know, there's never been a religious test in America. Of course there's been a religious test in America. For years, if somebody's facing genocide, they get moved to the front of the line. And so, therefore, Christians that are being slaughtered in Syria, Iraq, and elsewhere in the Middle East, and in many places around Africa, they clearly would be moved to the front of the line. Yes, that is how it works, Megan. So to anybody to say otherwise is well, they don't know what the hell they're talking about.
Well, that's right. And in the case of Syria, you have a number of refugees who predominantly are Muslim, of Muslim faith, because the Christians, there's only 10% of Christians in Syria. I just read that statistic. It'll be up in a post today. There's only 10% in Syria that are known Christians, and they have a much harder time escaping because of ISIS. they find it very difficult to get out because if they are identified, the men obviously are executed, the women are sold into sex slaves. So the likelihood of any Christians from Syria making it here is highly unusual and highly unlikely. And so, yes, we are going to have more Muslim immigration that will come through our borders, Syrian refugees. And if you look in Michigan, for example, assimilation is not part of the Muslim faith or the Muslim culture or the Muslim community.
You know, it's interesting. You touched on something there that I think is, you used the word slavery. And isn't it interesting in this day and age where we have so many victims on college campuses that are victims of white privilege, and my God, they can't even have a conversation without having to run to their safe space. But the fact of the matter is that slavery is actually alive and well on this planet, believe it or not, in Muslim countries and Muslim communities. Mauritania, for example, the last country on the planet to actually outlaw slavery, really, I mean, they outlawed it in the 1980s, but really they have somewhere between 100,000 and 500,000 Muslim slaves and African slaves, and many of them being African Muslims. Why don't people know the truth?
Because they would rather have a hashtag started by Michelle Obama that says Bring Back Our Girls. Boko Haram.
Oh, by the way, how did that work?
Yeah, it didn't.
Oh, yeah.
Never
that
got
part.
The girls.
Oh, yeah, that's
hashtag
right.
Hashtag campaigns look good. They feel good. They're trendy. They're cool.
They're useless.
But they do nothing. They're absolutely useless. They might make you sleep better at night because you feel like you did your part.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't. Because
no.
The Boko Haram girls, the Nigerian girls that were
sex
kidnapped,
slaves.
Have never been found. They were sold as sex slaves.
That's correct.
To ISIS.
Yeah, to Daesh and to wherever. But you, I mean, Western Africa, you know. Places in Mali and Mauritania and those nations, yeah, there's slavery is alive and well, and some believe, and of course we don't have much good intel coming out of the Islamic State, but some believe that, you know, slavery is alive and well in the Islamic State as well. It's part of what they believe.
Also part of their culture, and let's not forget this, is also rape. And it's rape against male boys. If you recall, there was a Marine sergeant who was discharged in Afghanistan for trying to save a small boy. But our military said, oh, you must basically step down and allow this type of disgusting
brutality, sexual deviancy
take place because it's part of their culture.
It's sexual deviancy and brutality. We don't tolerate it here. And in the name of political correctness, I will not tolerate it. Absolutely not.
That's right. And we have a Marine. And you wonder why our military is demoralized when you have a decorated Marine that has been discharged because he was trying to save the life of a young boy.
Yep. Anyhow, it's a disgusting thing of events.
See, we also have intel now that has supposedly been doctored regarding ISIS.
Well, it's all doctored.
The narrative of the White House.
Of course, it's all doctored. Yeah, we're all getting. I'll give you 10 seconds for the last word here, Megan. But we're getting a bunch of BS, and you know it. 10 seconds, last word.
If we do nothing about ISIS now, we will be facing another Holocaust, and we already have by watching and sitting on the sidelines as hundreds of thousands of Christians have been slaughtered and their history removed.
Back in a moment on the Steve Gruber Show.